Benoit, an uppercut. He's all on. He's going great against Osgood. It's centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And... no! Not possible! Not possible!
From the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars, Zach Young and Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Straight up, we're talking sports and smack for the next 2 hours here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, CRN2. Straight up, we're all over the place, but the bottom line is, you're listening to us. We want you to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us as well, because the Twitter thing is happening. Talk about at Taco Man Radio. At Taco Man Radio is our Twitter tag. Straight up, the greatest has left the building. Of course, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, left the building this week at the age of 74. But wait, icons are passing. Gordie Howe, the hockey great, dead at the age of 88, played 6 decades of National Hockey League. Wow, amazing athlete, no doubt about it. Lots of things to talk about: the NBA Finals, Major League Baseball, Stanley Cup, you name it. A to Z, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, on Sports Byline.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, travelers, you going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
They're only the start. They're off in the Belmont Stakes. And Destin had a very open. Destin is close as to stablemate Stradivari. And then to the outside, there goes right to the outside of them, Seeking the Soul, who's three deep into that turn. Cherry Wine sits back and runs in fifth. Exaggerator's not far behind. He's three wide into the turn as Governor Malibu saves all the ground. Then Brody's Paws, Seeking the Soul, three lengths more. And then comes Forever Doro, racing on the outside of Creator, who's been guided to the rail. Lonnie is second last. Trojan Nation trails. And the first quarter was solid enough. It was 24 seconds flat. So it is Gettysburg the leader on this expansive first turn at Belmont Park. Gettysburg in front by a length and a half. Destin tracks in second position. Seeking the Soul follows in third. Stradivari's in between horses. Exaggerator's moving up on the outside and is strongly held by Kent DeSormo, four deep up the backstretch. Then Governor Malibu followed by Cherry Wine. Brody's Paws is right behind his stablemate. And he's six lengths off the lead up the backstretch. Lonnie has gone by a few horses now. And Lonnie is moving up on the outside. Then Creator, Sudden Breaking News, and Forever Doro. The half was in 48 and 2. Three quarters up in 1 minute 13 and 1/5 seconds. And Trojan Nation is well behind the field. So Gettysburg leads the charge up the backstretch in front by a length. It is Destin who continues to pursue in second. Stradivari is right there, and so is Exaggerator. The Preakness winner is fourth and right to the outside of a ground-saving Governor Malibu, who is sent along by Joel Rosario down on the inside. Gettysburg has been there all the way so far. Destin continues to pursue him. Stradivari is close. Exaggerator is two lengths off the lead, four wide on the turn. Then Governor Malibu, Creator, Lonnie, still with five lengths to make up. And then it's Cherry Wine. Sudden Breaking News goes wide and Forever Doro. It is still Gettysburg, who will turn into the stretch with Destin right on his outside. And they're into the stretch. And Destin has taken the lead in the Belmont Stakes. Stradivari is there. Governor Malibu couldn't get through on the inside. He is in traffic. Exaggerator. Here comes Lonnie on the far outside. And Creator is coming too. It is Destin in front. Creator, Lonnie on the outside. Destin and Creator, these two come down to the line together. Too close to goal. It was Creator and Destin right on the wire. And Iran Ortiz raised his whip in victory, but it is very close in the Belmont Stakes.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Look, I know a lot of women, and they all have issues.
Creator paid $28 on a $2 bet. Pretty good long shot there, 14-1. Nyquist Force, the Kentucky Derby winner, out with an injury and Exaggerated. He came in 11th. He was a 6-5 favorite. Of course, he had won the Preakness a few weeks ago. And Beaner alert, folks. Guess what? A NASCAR race has been won by a Beaner. I kid you not. Daniel Suarez became the first Beaner ever to win a national NASCAR race, passing Kyle Busch in the Menards 250 Saturday in Brooklyn. That's right. Brooklyn, no, not New York, Brooklyn, Michigan. The bottom line is a Mexican wins the a NASCAR race for the very first time. And Toyota Racing president said this is like an incredible moment as far as sports concerned. Of course, at the same time, Donald Trump is saying, well, maybe not so, because he got his golf tournament, of course, is being moved to Mexico. Straight up, and the reason why it's being moved to Mexico isn't because he said all those disparaging things about Mexicans. No, it's because he stiffed people, and this resort down there in Florida is up for sale as far as a foreclosure is concerned on June 28th, unless Donald pays a group $38,000 who he tried to screw. He's been involved with 3,500 lawsuits in his career, folks. Since the 1980s, he's sued or been sued 3,500 times. There's something to that. Anyway, whether
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Yeah, whether or not Don King backs him or not, the bottom line is Donald Trump's been a hell of a lot of litigations. So the Golden State Warriors are one game away from wrapping up with a repeat, of course, of the NBA Finals. They're taking care of the Cleveland Cavaliers pretty handily in Cleveland in the last game. But, of course, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's just the way it's supposed to be. The Warriors are a team of destiny, no doubt about it. I mean, look at that team. They're deep. They're real, and the bottom line is they'll be champions again in 2016 and maybe 2017. Who knows what Kevin Durant's going to do after the 2016 season. Speaking of seasons, Stanley Cup wrapping things up, of course, San Jose and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh leading 3-2, of course, San Jose looking pretty good of late. But the bottom line is the Sharks are doing it all on the back of this goalie, Martin Jones. I mean, without he's stopping like an average of 35 shots a game. Seriously, and that's like number four in Stanley Cup history. And they've been playing the Stanley Cup for like almost 100 years. So what I'm trying to say is, God, you know, the guy's put to the test. And guess what? He's coming through. He's the MVP thus far for the San Jose Sharks. Should they win two straight, they'll win their first Stanley Cup ever. Of course, they are a favorite, a -115 favorite in the next game, and that is Sunday in San Jose, California. As I said, the Golden State Warriors, also a favorite. That's going to be closing out Monday at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Open phone lines coast to coast. Let me remind you, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. In Major League Baseball, and we'll bring this up. I'm bringing this up in this segment because we're going to baseball right now, but the shoulder shake. I mean, what's up with Johnny Cueto? I mean, the guy's a superstar, no doubt about it. The best move the Giants have made since signing Juan Marichal, maybe. I mean, this guy can pitch. He's got something to him. He's special. Not too many guys are special, but Johnny Cueto is special. And, of course, he's been the ace of the staff thus far, Madison Bumgarner. I'm sorry, Madison Bumgarner, but there's a new guy on the block, and his name is Johnny Cueto. Anyway, $130 million, I think, is what he signed for. Last night, in the very first inning against the Dodgers, the first base umpire called a balk on him for that, you know, unconventional, whatever he calls that motion, that herky-jerky motion he's got. That pitching motion is, okay? He does the same thing that Kershaw does. They got this little delay in their step, this little giddy-up in their step, this little hiccup in their step. And the bottom line is it throws the timing of the hitters off, and that's why they're all swinging so wildly at pitches in the dirt and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, Kershaw and Cueto both threw up, but Cueto got called for it in the first inning, cost the Giants a couple of runs, and guess what? I think he had gone like 32 innings straight without giving up a run, man. So it sort of screwed him up. And it was a bad gaffe on the ref, on the umpire's part. There's just no doubt in my mind because I called a couple of baseball stories today, and they said, no, that was not a balk. Now, let's bring on my all-star. Straight up, Zach Attack Young from the City of Angels, of course, and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. First of all, Cadwallader, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Last week was a nice vacation in Dubai, sipping on some Mai Tais. You know how that goes.
Private.
Wait, maybe you don't.
Did you fly commercial?
Commercial, if you mean by commercial, private, then yes.
Zach Attack, what can I say? How's the backseat of that Fiero tonight?
It's a little more comfortable than last week. I think I've been sleeping in it so long that it's finally starting to, you know, smooth the seat out and make it a little softer.
Mr. Jimenez, let's talk about this shoulder shake, whatever this Johnny Cueto's doing. Was that a balk in your mind? And you're a baseball historian of sorts. You tell me.
I don't think it was a balk, although I do understand that Johnny Cueto does have the fact that he varies his delivery. Excuse me. He'll have a regular windup. He'll do a windup where he completely turns his back to you. He'll do the quick pitch. He changes it up so much. I think if an umpire is not too familiar with it, it's easy that he could consider it a balk. I don't have too much of an issue with it. I understand. I kind of understand.
Oh man, it cost me the Go on, but you've got to have an issue with it because that determined the game.
I don't think that completely determined the game. It was in the first inning, and the Giants came back and tied it up. What determined the game was Santiago Casilla continuing to struggle and serving up a home run on the first pitch in the 10th inning to Justin Turner. But I think that was just as big of an issue.
But if the balk hadn't happened, we never – Zach, if the balk hadn't happened, we never got to the 10th inning. The Giants would have won.
Yeah, that is
true. You know, no doubt about
it. It's possible.
It's possible. Anyway, of course, Clayton Kershaw, man, I've never seen a pitcher look that. I mean, I was just blown away. I mean, both these guys going back and forth. But Clayton Kershaw, he had the Giants missing by like 3 or 4 miles. The Giants some of them could have swung twice at his pitches and missed Dominic twice.
Yeah, this was one of those kind of games where it was a perfect storm of things. You've got a pitcher who's absolutely rolling. Clayton Kershaw has been the best pitcher all season, and the Giants' bats have been scuffling a little bit, and they're hurt. So what happens when you've got a guy that's hot and a team that's not hitting well? That game happens. It's impressive that they still scored 2 runs off of him because, man, 120 strikeouts to 9 walks to this point in the season. To say it's unheard of, I think, is selling just how amazing it is. It's selling it short by a lot. Clayton Kershaw he's from another planet. That guy is filthy. I don't know how much you saw, but those 12-6 curveballs he was throwing, the Giants were way out in front of it. They weren't even in the same swing plane. It's unbelievable.
Zach, turn on the defrost because Cadwalader is going to take us through the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Take us away, Dominic.
All right, we got to start. The Giants, they beat the Dodgers on a walk-off single by Buster Posey. They win 4-3. The New York Mets lose to the Brewers 7-4, and the Philadelphia Phillies slide continues. They lose 8-0 to Washington. We'll give you one more. Chicago beats Atlanta. Chicago, they're playing extremely well. They're 42-18. They're looking for they're looking at maybe challenging the Seattle Mariners for the most wins in a single season after this 8-2 win against Atlanta.
Interesting. Cadwalader Jimenez, Dominic Jimenez, of course, and Zach Attack Young joining me, of course, on the Johnny Taco Show. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Overnight America. Of course, live from the Sports Byline Studios. I call it the Johnny Taco Grill in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Straight up, we're here for the next couple of hours live on Sports Byline. If you want to contact us via Twitter, it's okay. At Taco Man Radio is our Twitter handle. And straight up, we've got open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. It's 1-800-878-7529. Boxing in the news, MMA in the news. Wow, the NFL's in the news. All kinds of stuff. Tennis, soccer, golf, you name it. Nude wrestling? Nah, maybe not. Straight up, lots of sports to talk about right here on Sports Over in America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the grill in San Francisco, California.
Thompson left wide open and cans the three. Draymond Green with the deflection. Here's Thompson. Finds Livingston. And the finish. Green hits a three. Thompson gets past Jefferson. Out to Green. Tries another three. Puts it in.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What the hell's going on out here?
Straight up, the NBA Finals are just about history, folks. Monday, they will come to an end here in Oakland, California. It's across, right across the pond here from where we sit. Of course, we're just like right near the Bay Bridge. Actually, you could walk to the, if you had a day and a half, you could walk to the Coliseum from here. That's about 15 miles from where I sit. And I'll tell you like this, the place is rocking. There's no doubt about it. Oakland's rocking, the Bay Area's rocking. We know that this title is among us, and there's no doubt about it. Golden State, of course, trouncing Cleveland in that. And, well, I thought it was a trounce, 108-97, trouncing Cleveland at home. Of course, that was game what? That was game four. It's going to be game five. It'll be over in five. I thought it'd be over in six. Dominic Jimenez, of course, our baseball ace, our basketball ace, our knowledge all, our man of all sports, man of all hats. Bottom line is, Golden State Warriors are looking sharp. They are destined to win another title, of course. Do you have any idea what kind of odds there are on this next game Monday?
I don't know what the odds are, but last I checked, the Warriors were favored by 4. And it seems about right. I mean, the last game in Cleveland there, they were favored by 1. So it makes sense that, you know, Cleveland looking defeated and the Warriors are back at home. 4 might be a little low, but it sounds about right.
Zach, why is Cleveland coming up short here? Are they just being beaten by a better team, or is LeBron James not doing his thing?
You know, it's a combination of things. I don't think that Cleveland has the depth that the Warriors have. I think they're a good team, and I don't think that there should be excuses for them. You know, they were the best team in the East. The East is weaker than the West. But I think it comes down to more than anything is that they don't have a lot of two-way players on Cleveland. They got LeBron. He's a two-way player. And they got a couple others, you know, but Love isn't really a two-way player. Kyrie Irving, not so much a two-way player. Meanwhile, Steph Curry led the league in steals, you know. Klay Thompson, great two-way player. Draymond Green, great two-way player. Andre Iguodala, like they got more two-way players that can play offense and defense.
Okay, Dominic, what about LeBron claiming about somebody socked him in the nuts? What's going on with that?
Yeah, so that was really fascinating because when it happened live, what happened is him and Draymond got into a scuffle. LeBron knocked Draymond down within the parameters of the game. And then LeBron, to get back into the game, into the play, decided to step over Draymond Green. So LeBron's groin area was essentially over Draymond's head. And when I saw it live, I thought, oh, okay, Draymond, you know, he got up, he lifted his head into LeBron's groin area. That's fine. You know, I don't mind that. He's making a cheap shot, if you will, within the flow of the game. He's getting up, LeBron stepped over him, whatever. But there was a replay that I saw, and once LeBron gets over Draymond and Draymond's back on his knees, Draymond does take a swing at LeBron's stuff down there, at his groin area, and he does connect. And then that led to some more chippiness. So the NBA is going to review it. I think Draymond, I don't know if he's going to be assessed a flagrant, but if he does, he's going to be suspended for game five. And if he gets suspended, it's going to be hard for the Warriors to win. This is going to sound ludicrous, but I think Draymond is the most irreplaceable player on the Warriors, given what he does for the team on both ends. Zach just said it. Draymond's one of the best two-way players in the league, and he can handle the ball from the power forward or center position. He's irreplaceable for the Warriors, both what he does physically and his just emotion, the intensity level, and the dirty work he does. I don't think the NBA is going to suspend him. I don't think they're going to call it a flagrant, but after watching that replay where he swipes up and hits LeBron down there, it's entirely conceivable.
After getting socked in the nuts, LeBron said this.
LeBron, you had words with Draymond and Steph. What kind of got you going, and what were you saying to them?
Nothing that get me going. You know, Draymond just, you know, he said something that I don't agree with. You know, I'm all cool with the competition. I'm all fine with that, but some of the words that came out of his mouth was a little bit overboard. You know, and being a guy with pride, a guy with three kids and a family, things of that nature, just some things that just go overboard, and that's where he took it. So, and that was it.
Bottom line is LeBron James can carry the entire team on his shoulders, but he's not going to carry them to victory over the Golden State Warriors. Not on Monday and not anytime soon. The bottom line is 2016 season is wrapped up in my mind. I'll pass Louis the hat here. Zach, you take that on. Is it wrapped up?
I think it is. And you know, one thing that I kind of was thinking about as I saw LeBron James step over Draymond Green was he trying to get back for when Allen Iverson stepped over his coach in the finals back in the day?
Allen Iverson. There's a good movie out on Iverson called Iverson. It's out on Netflix. I saw some pieces of it. But what a character. You know, people dogged him. They said he was a showboat, and he didn't get his props from some people. But the bottom line is, man, he was one of the best for his time. He was one of the best of all time, and I enjoyed watching him play. Did you enjoy his type of play, Dominic? Were you a fan of his?
Oh, absolutely. Growing up, Iverson was one of the best players. We had him, Kobe, Tracy McGrady, those kind of guys. Iverson was so much fun to watch because he really brought kind of a street ball element, you know, back in the early 2000s with the And-One mixtapes. I know Zach has to know what I'm talking about there. Those things were hot, and the whole NBA Street was really cool to have on the PS2 and all those kind of games. Allen Iverson did what Curry does dribbling, but made it even cooler, if you will, and he did it first. So Iverson brought this whole different dynamic to the NBA. You know, he had the cornrows, the headband, the arm sleeve. He was short. He could handle like nobody's business. Allen Iverson was so much fun to watch and was rightfully inducted into the Hall of Fame coming up here.
Zach Attack, you know, I mean, in game three, of course, the Warriors got blown out. They can't seem to win game three of these playoff series. But the bottom line is they were blown out, and Curry couldn't handle the Cavaliers' physical play. Can they mug him in Oracle and win again, or what? Can they duplicate that effort? I mean, they've got to shut Curry down. They've got to shut both Curry and Thompson down. When they have, they've won.
I don't think that they're going to be able to do it this game. I think Curry's finally starting to figure it out. And I think that's really good for him, because this series up until the last game, it was kind of like, where'd Curry go? You know, he hadn't really been much of a factor in any of the games other than, you know, kind of setting up open shots for other guys. But his scoring just wasn't there. And he opened up and scored in the last game. And I think it's going to be really hard for Cleveland to stop that, especially in Oakland. I mean, as much as they wanted to say, I kind of thought that the calls were going Cleveland's way in the two games in Cleveland, so they're not going to get that benefit in the game in Oakland.
Interesting. Of course, the Warriors are going to romp, I think, of course, to their second straight title. Not too many teams do it twice, and of course, they wouldn't. If they don't win this title, the fact that they won 73 games, I think, means nothing. Dominic, are you on the same page with that and me on there, or what?
Yeah, I mean, they have history, but it's, in a way, it's going to be a hollow victory. Yeah, we won 73, but we didn't win the title, so who cares? It's like the Patriots went undefeated regular season, lost the Super Bowl. What are we talking about? Like, just right now, me mentioning it, the Patriots almost going undefeated, not even caring that they actually went 16-0. It'd be hollow for sure.
Interesting. We're talking sports for the next hour and hour plus, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the passing of the greatest, Muhammad Ali, a man that I spent some time with, of course,
toured through China, did five cities of China with him. Of course, came back to the United States, went around the U.S. with him on a couple of tours. The bottom line was he was the greatest athlete of all time, without a doubt, the greatest humanitarian of all time. And when I say humanitarian, I'm telling you, he dug into his own pocket and donated money to hungry kids when I was around him and things like that. Things he did not have to do, but he did them. He felt compelled to. And when he told me one time, I said, "Hey, what's up with being a Muslim? You know, the Muhammad Ali thing. You give him half your money. What's up?" He goes, "If I wasn't a Muslim, you wouldn't be talking to me right now. Be some ex-fighter, some ex-black fighter, and use the N-word." The bottom line is Muhammad Ali is a god. Whether it's in Islam, whether it's Christianity, the world at large, Muhammad Ali, the god, passed away this week. The greatest of all time. May he rest in peace. You are tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and CRN2.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The 2016 International Boxing Hall of Fame, of course, weekend is going on as I speak, the second week in June every year. No doubt about it. If you're happening You're in Canastota, New York, if you're a real boxing fan. Talk about a junkie, folks. Of course, Canastota in upstate New York, near Verano, New York, where they have casinos where they don't sell alcohol. Anyway, the bottom line is the class of 2016 include Lupe Pintor, former WBC 118 and 22-pound champion, Hilary Zapata, former WBA light flyweight champion, Mark Ryder, former Nevada City Athletic Commission director, Harold Letterman, legendary fight judge. Both those guys have been on my show in the past. Jerry Eisenberg, he's been on my show as well. Colonel Bob Sheridan, my broadcast partner for several fights with Don King Productions and other TV events. All these guys, of course, have been inducted into the, as well as Brian Valoria. Brian Valoria made it to the, wow. Brian Valoria made it to the, I don't know, that couldn't be. You know, Brian Valoria is still active, so he couldn't be in the International Boxing Hall. Oh, he had his fist put into cement there in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, along with Andrew Glotter, the four-time heavyweight title challenger, the guy that choked when he had the title in his hand. Anyway, speaking of choking, this guy, he does none of it. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. Zach, all kinds of fights on TV. Take me through them.
Well, you know, we had Vasyl Lomachenko. He fought for the 130-pound title, and he fought Roman Gonzalez. He knocked out Roman Gonzalez in the fifth round. And the criticism about Lomachenko, you know, great amateur, two gold medals. But people say he didn't have power. Well, I mean, he showed a lot of power tonight.
Yeah, he was a 32-1 favorite, Zach.
I mean, it's amazing that a guy who only had six pro fights going in was that big of a favorite over, like, a veteran like Martinez.
Well, Martinez coming in 29-2-2 with, like, 22 whacks. He was a big puncher, no doubt about it. And Lomachenko, of course, as I said, a 32-1 favorite. Now 6-1 with four KOs, 29-3 now, 17 whacks. It was for the WBO 130-pound title. Rocky Martinez was one of those guys that needed to be named Rocky because he fought with his face. He's a face fighter.
Yeah, he fought with his face tonight, and his face got hit with a hook.
Okay. WBO lightweight guy Felix Verdejo looking sharp still, 22-0 now?
Yep, he stopped Juan Martinez in five rounds, dominated him. I mean, good performance by him. We'll see. He looks like one of the top prospects, definitely one of the top prospects out of Puerto Rico in the last few years.
Okay, so all kinds of fights all over the networks. Showtime was going. I take it right. Showtime went, Showtime Extreme went. And HBO went, and HBO's Bob Arum, and the other two are Al Heyman. So Al Heyman and Bob Arum trying to duke it out on the same night, huh?
Yeah, it looked like it. And John Molina, he managed to outpoint Ruslan Provodnikov in what was a brutal fight. I mean, John Molina did something I've never seen him do and threw almost 700 jabs. So he was able to outbox Ruslan Provodnikov.
But Provodnikov's another face fighter.
Oh, he's probably the most face-first fighter that there is in boxing. But that guy can take a... He probably has maybe the best chin in boxing, though, because I've never seen him even really get shaken up, and he gets hit with flush shots all night.
Okay, tomorrow night, take it back tonight on Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, we've got boxing on Bounce TV. That's Al Heyman again, and premier boxing champion is Phil LaGrego and Joseph Ilegre. Ilegere, and that is a welterweight, about 147 pounds, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock in the West, live on Bounce TV. In fact, Bounce TV is also on the over-the-air TV. In other words, if you don't have cable, like me, I'm just kidding, but if you don't have cable, no, I don't have cable. So I put this thing out my window, and I get these free channels, and one of the free channels that comes is Bounce TV, and I get to watch the fights tomorrow night on Bounce TV for free, so you don't need cable to do this. Now, before we go to MMA, Canelo Alvarez, of course, the current world middleweight champion, the guy that fights at 155 pounds when the title limit is 160 pounds. Don't ask me why. Well, I guess you can ask me why. Because he's special. That's what it is. He's like, you know, once beaten like 42-1-1, something like that. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez, the linear middleweight champion, 160 pounds, has supposedly made, get this, $135 million between himself and Golden Boy Promotions since Golden Boy stole him away from Tutu Zabala and All-Star Boxing back in 2010. They stole him away. They just stole him away. He had signed a contract with Zabala, and they just stole him. It was a matter of, like, we're just taking him. We don't care. Sue us. So it's been in court for, like, 5 years now. All the testimony has been done. All the documents have been put forth. I think some closing arguments still got to go. But I think Tutu Zabala's people came in and said, they get this. Zach, can you imagine this? According to their estimates, if Canelo keeps winning, he's going to make $438 million in the next decade.
That's amazing to think about. I mean, Canelo is a big draw in Mexico, and he started to get a lot more commercials in the U.S. with, you know, Under Armour and Tecate. I've seen a lot more ads with Canelo, so that doesn't really surprise me because you don't see a lot of boxers in ads these days.
But Zach, here's what's happening. Do you realize what's going on? The boxers are making their money now. I mean, what I'm trying to tell you is that promoters are just taking the lion's, the absolute lion's part of the share. I mean, the lion's share of the purse, much like the UFC. What's the UFC take? 88% of the guy's money? Something like that. I mean,
maybe even more than that.
Yeah, for every dollar they bring in, they take 88 cents, okay? In boxing, it used to be that way. Then Floyd Mayweather's trying to change things, and boxers are making more money. But I'm telling you, I still think we need a real strong boxing union or a combat sports a union for combat sports athletes. I think Eddie Mustafa Muhammad tried to do something with James Hoffa Jr. in the Teamsters a few years ago. That did not seem to work. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about the world of the UFC. We have a new world middleweight champ, 185 pounds. He's from the UK, and his claim is Michael Bisping. They call him the Count, but we know they call it other things as far as the actual pronouncement in the UK. But, man, that was a bit of a shocker there.
That really was. I mean, Luke Rockhold had beaten him. That's the most shocking thing. Luke Rockhold had submitted him a couple fights ago, and somehow, he just came in overconfident and let the guy upset him, because Michael Bisping has been a top middleweight for years.
And no doubt about that, of course. And we talk about the passing of Muhammad Ali. You know, I didn't watch the funeral processions. I haven't watched anything. I really can't stomach it. I'm sort of mourning by myself, Zach, if you can relate to that. And I just am. I mean, you know, people have called me. They wanted to do interviews. People asked me to get some quotes this week. I just wasn't in the mood to really share my inner feelings about Ali and what I've done with him, things like that. Because there's things I haven't discussed on the air that I have done with him. And, I just, you know, it's just so private. I guess I'm selfish, Zach. I guess I just want to keep these thoughts and these memories to myself, because right now I own them. They're all mine. You know what I'm saying? And once I tell you guys about them, I share them to the world. I guess I just want to be selfish to keep Ali all to myself. But 74 years old, wow, what can I say? The greatest athlete of all times, the most prolific athlete, not in the 20th century, not in the 21st century, in the history of sport. There's just no doubt about it. And that's your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO. You can follow the World Boxing Organization on Facebook or check them out, their website, WBOboxing.com. Straight up, we're talking sports till about 1 a.m. Eastern time. Take it back, 3 a.m. Eastern time, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter thing. Of course, the Twitter thing is happening as well. And I'm talking about at Taco Man Radio. Giants pitcher, get this, former Giants pitcher, Gene Mackey. Of course, he's a Latino. Looks like Pablo Sandoval now. He was with the Des Moines Cubs, of course, the AAA division of the Chicago Cubs. The bottom line is he was released by them a couple of weeks ago. He got arrested yesterday, Dominic. I don't know if you saw this mugshot or not, but he got arrested for urinating the street. And he looks fatter than Pablo Sandoval ever looked. Ever. Did you see the mugshot?
I did see the mugshot, Gene Mackey. There were times where when he was on the mound, it was like, wait, did they bring in Pablo? They're very similarly built. Mackey might be a little less rotund, but they're built from the same, I think cloth might be a little too thin of a material. Denim? I don't know. Okay. Stretch pants? Whatever. They're both big.
The post-Steinbrenner era continues. The New York Yankees are on a slide right now, huh?
Yeah, they're struggling. They're only five games back in the division, but I think they're in fourth place. Let me take a look, quick look. Yeah, they're in fourth place. So there's three teams ahead of them. They're 5.5 back. They're playing .500 baseball. And, you know, we said at the beginning of the year, if their older guys weren't going to be able to hold up and play all season at a even slightly high caliber, they were going to struggle, and that's exactly what's happening. A-Rod's not doing his thing. Mark Teixeira's hitting about 190 under the Mendoza line. So the Yankees are going to be a team to watch next month as the trade deadline approaches.
And how's the Big Poppy farewell tour doing?
I think probably as good as it can go. David Ortiz has been one of the best hitters in all of baseball, let alone the American League or even the American League East. The Boston Red Sox, they're 36-25, tied with the Orioles for first. And a large part of that is David Ortiz. The guy continues to mash at, I think he's pushing 40 if he's not there already. He guy's something else.
So why don't we keep him around for another year then?
I think the way he's playing, that's got to creep into his mind. Like, man, you know, hey, I still got it. maybe I can do this one more year. And if Boston makes a run, I mean, they're in the playoff hunt right now. They're 11 games over 500. Like I said, if they could make a deep run in the playoffs, I think he might be inspired to come back one more year because they do have the young talent. Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr., Xander Bogaerts. They have young guys that can help the old guys out. It's all about how he's feeling, though. You know, it's one of those things where Mariano Rivera probably could have kept pitching successfully at a very high level, but his body just said, hey, you know what? It's time to hang him up. If Ortiz just feels like he's done with it, it's going to be hard to convince him otherwise to come back.
Yeah, but maybe he wants to do the unthinkable and go out on top or close to his best. I mean, come on, how many guys wait until like Willie Mays when he fell down running around third base when he was playing for the Mets?
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of it. David Ortiz is not the most athletically built guy. You have to wonder how long his body would continue to hold up at his size. The Red Sox were just in town in San Francisco earlier this week, I believe, and he didn't play first base. He's unable to play first base. He's a designated hitter, so he's probably capable of continuing to play. But like I said, if he doesn't want it and his heart's not in it, then it's going to be useless.
Interesting. Today in baseball history, Johnny Vandermeer pitched the first of two consecutive no-hitters on this day in 1938. Hank Aaron in 1972 tied the National League record for 14 Grand Slam home runs in a career. The great Hank Aaron, 714 home runs. And, of course, Rick Rudin, New York Yankees, became the first pitcher to start as a designated hitter. That was back in 1988. Nolan Ryan in 1990 became the oldest pitcher to throw a no-hitter. It was the sixth of his career. And in 1995, Mark McGwire, Mr. Steroids. No, I didn't take him. No, I didn't take him. Yeah, I did take him. Mark McGwire tied a major league record when he hit home runs in five consecutive games. And last but not least, in 2010, ESPN launched ESPN 3D. Now, I got to ask you this before we go to the break. We'll talk after the break about the FIFA scandal because this keeps getting deeper. Can a sport get any more scandalous than pro soccer right now, Dominic?
I doubt it. No, it's so corrupt.
No, not even boxing. Not even amateur boxing. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or at Taco Man Radio via the Twitter thing. This is Sports Byline live from San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's the first one to give it to the people without providing Vaseline.
Boom!
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You want to take a chance on that?
Flash in the NFL on Twitter. Roger Goodell is dead. That's right, the NFL commissioner, the man that, of course, calls all the shots. Tom Brady's best friend, his stepfather, has died, according to the NFL, according to their Twitter thing. No, they got hacked. The NFL got punked. Well, they're going to get punked by that judge eventually anyway, as far as Deflategate is concerned. As long as Tom Brady continues to push this thing, I think it will continue to evolve, and eventually he will get slapped on the wrist and it'll be all over. Bottom line is, time to talk scandal, world of sports. I'm talking about sports and scandal. Must be soccer time. Dominic, fill me in.
Yeah, I think the only real news, it's big news, is the new president of FIFA, Gianni Infantino. It's starting to come out that, hey, maybe he had a few less than savory dealings when he was FIFA's director of legal services. According to some records, they concluded offshore deals with one of the indicted figures at the heart of an alleged World Cup of fraud. And Infantino's name came up multiple times with signatures on some contracts. So what looked like to be the guy that was going to help bring FIFA into the next phase of its growth, the guy that was going to help root out and turn a new leaf for FIFA, may have been involved with some less than satisfactory and legal dealings from about 03 to 06. So we're got to see how this one shakes out. It's going to take a long time before anything happens. And I think eventually FIFA might have to go outside of FIFA to get the proper guy to run the organization.
So the guy with the urine-like name, Seth Blatter, he's not the biggest crook, or he's still the biggest crook?
No, Seth Blatter is still he was the head of the snake. So
they went through $80 million, him and three guys, in like 5 years.
Yeah, and you know, it's not even that they were misappropriating money; it's that they were taking money to bribes. It was bribery.
That's what I meant.
That's
a lot of money to put away. I mean, think about it.
It's a lot of money, and especially for just three guys, like you said. And this is the head of the body. It's not even just guys like Jack Warner, who was the president of a localized region. This is the guy that was in charge of the entire world of soccer, taking bribes. He got suspended, I think, 10 years. Michel Platini, who was a big figure, I believe he was the president of UEFA, which is the European Association, which is obviously the biggest in the world. He's been suspended. It's ugly. I'm grateful as a soccer fan that it hasn't continued to get much worse and things have kind of settled down.
Zach, attack real quick before we go to the break. Of course, bribes are not taxed.
That is a good point. It's a little known fact.
Hour number two still to come. Johnny talking to his All-Stars live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, we're celebrating Beaner. Beaner Celebration Day. I am a Beaner. Ired Ortiz won the Belmont Stakes, and. Of course, a Beaner won a NASCAR race. Straight up, Mexicans looking good, Donald Trump. What do you got to say about that? This is Sports Byline live from San Francisco.